We are holding in the Darim, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. So the last Gemara we learned was dealing with a contradiction, comparison, I should say, between the two cases of a person who take the two guys who are negotiating, the seller and the buyer, the mocher and the lokeach, and the case where a person says, you can't come into my house, you can't even drink a tipas tzonin, a small even drop of water you're not going to have. So we said that literally people don't mean it literally, so the two cases, the two things are similar. So now the last two lines on Amud Aleph, Amr Lay, Amud Beis, Mi Domi, right? Rabinus is responding back to Ravashi. Are these cases really the same thing? Gabi Tzonin, when we're talking the case of the cold water, so we have a rule. Tzadikim Oimrim Ma'at, right? But they say very little, but Osin Harbe. They said a small amount, but they're going to do a lot. Meaning, when the host says to his guest, come into my house, you can have a little drop of cold water, his kavanah was to give him a big full meal, right? So too, when the person who takes the netter, he's talking about a whole meal, not a drop of wine, a drop of water, sorry, literally. So he could drink a little bit of cold water in the house of the host. Hacha, but here in the case of the negotiations in the business deal, sveikahu, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. We're in doubt. Dilma pachus misela, maybe when the seller says he's going to only accept more than a seller, he really has in mind he's going to take less than a seller, right? V'yosef shekel ka'omer. When the buyer says he's not going to pay more than a shekel, he really would give more than a shekel, right? V'zeruzin habe. And this is really just, they're trying to, push the other guy a little bit. Odilma no dafka ka'omer. Maybe they specifically meant that, and then it really would be cha, right? V'nidra habe. It's a netter, because he doesn't have any intention to compromise on the price. So where it ends off, it says, T-boy, it's unresolved, right? That's, we've said many times, I think we quote from Avram Nahar and others, that the Lashonos in Maseches Nedarim are a little bit different, so perhaps in a different Maseches would be like a teku, right? It's unresolved. But here, T-boy, okay, so we don't know what to do. Now, the next topic that the Gemara is going to discuss on the Amud is about how to be Matya, how to permit these four different types of Nedarim. So the Gemara continues and says like this: Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Arba Nedarim Halalu. These four Nedarim that we've been talking about in the Mishnah, Tzrichim She'el L'Chacham. You have to make a request to a Chacham, a Talmid Chacham, in order to him to dissolve them. Ki Amrisa Kaimei DeShmuel Amar. And Rav Yehuda continues and says, when I said this over this halach in front of Shmuel, Tana Tanei, he said that the way the Tana teaches it, Arba Nedarim Hitiru Chachamim, that they were mata this, right? And you're saying Tzrichin Sheil L'Chacham, you have to even ask. Sort of Yosef Masni Lo Laha Shmeitza Behaid Lishna. Rav Yosef taught the halacha using a little bit different lashon, like this: Amr Yehuda, Amr Vasi, Ein Chacham Rashoy Lahatir. A Talmid Chacham is only allowed to be matir neder. Right, el ke'ein arba nedarim halal. It has to be similar to these four things. That meaning that you didn't intend it to really be a neder. You just used the lashon of that, but something was a shogeg, right? So kasavra, you see that he holds from this ein poschin b'charata, that you can't use a charata, regret. That's not good enough to dissolve the neder. So the Talmid Chacham has to find some factor that had the person, the noder, known about this when he was making it, then he wouldn't have taken the netter. But just simply saying, oh, I regret it now, that's insufficient. That's not good enough to take it away. So Mora now tells a story that shows a different way that you could be matir netter based only on charata. Huda asked the kaimid Rav Huna. There was a certain person who came before Rav Huna Amalei, and Rav Huna said to him, Libach Alach, is your heart with you? Meaning, do you still have the same desire that you had when you made the net originally? Amalei, so the man responded back to him, Lo, I don't. I no longer really feel the same way I did when I made it. Visharye, and therefore he was matrit. So you see from, based upon this charata, that he was in fact matrineta for him. There's a Rambam here in Hilchos Shavuos, says that it's the first halacha in Perek Vav. He says, Mishin Nishba Shavuos Bitoi, V'nicham al Shavuoso, V'ra Shehu Mitztayer Im Yekayim Shavuoso, He makes sure he changes his mind. Or something came up unexpected. And because of this, he regretted what he did. He goes to the Chacham, or to three, or like a Beis Din. So they're matir his Shabua. And he's allowed to do the thing that he said he wasn't going to do. Or he could. Doesn't have to do the thing he said he was going to do. Hanikra heter shavua. So again, this is like being matir the shavua, but the same thing here by a neder as well. In Shulchan Aruch, we have this in Yoredeya Reish Chaf Ches. In Zion, it goes through the Mechaber over here discusses what's the difference between like a Pesach and Charata. Mishin is charet beikar haneder. Right, if he regrets it originally having taken it, ein sarach Pesach. Right, you don't have to find a new factor to be matir. He asks him the question. The Chacham says, "Do you want right now to do it?" But who oimer any chafetz bo mischaret ani shnedarti. I don't want it. I regret that I took it upon myself. Umatilo. And then he says, "Okay, the neder was mutter." Umiu, however, tzarich she is charet beikar haneder. He has to regret it originally. Shahaya roitze shlo nader ma'olam. I wish I never took this on myself. Avim amir sha'ato. Right now, who mischaret? Right, that now 6 months after I took it, and now I regret it. Viadato who chotetz b'mashen nader. That the last 6 months I was fine with this. Lo havei charata. That's not a charata. Shetzarich yakar haneder meikaro. Because it has to be from, had you known originally. When you're doing like that, the example a person could have for the difference between charata and a pesach would be a person takes a neder in the. This is the example Rabbi Jarker gives. A person takes a neder in the middle of the summertime. They're going to go to mikveh every day. So in the summertime, the water's nice and warm. It's heated. But then now it comes 6 months later. It's the winter time, and the water is not so warm. It's cold. So the question is, had you known that the water was not going to be heated in the winter, would you ever have taken the net originally? The guy says, no. So that's called a charata. I regret it. Or the Pesach would be that, no, I knew that... I'm sorry, I said it backwards. That's the Pesach. The charata would be... I knew that the water wasn't going to be heated, but I thought that I would be able to withstand the temperature. So the bottom, I'm skipping a little bit to the Ramah, he says, "V'nogu lahachmir." We're strict on this. La'asos min hacharata Pesach la'acher she'omer shemischaret meikara. Right? That we do matzah neder, but omlo we say to him, "Ilu yadas." If you would don't shemischaret klum nedarta, if he says. Had you known you were going to regret this, would you ever done it? But Omer Lo, he says, no. Then va'az matirin lo. Then we're matir the neder from him. Okay, let's go vayit in the Gemara. Hahu de'os the kaimid the Rabba Baravuna. Someone came to Rabba Baravuna. You know, he wanted to be matir neder. Omer Lo, Omer Le, he said to him. Ilu haya asar b'nei adam shefaisucha ba'osur shah minadart. If you were in 10 people who could have like calmed you down to appease you at the time when you made your neder, would you have done it? So amlo lo, amale lo. He said no, I wouldn't have. So therefore he tiro. Therefore he was mat the neder on this. So is this the same thing as we just talked about? So some of the Mephoreshim learn that this is introducing a new scenario. That the person who took the vow didn't have in mind, he didn't consider this. So that's another way of creating an opening to make it. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omrim lo la adam. We say to a man like this, Leiv ze alecha, is your heart with you? Do you still want to do this? Im Omer lav, if the guy says no, matir no so, then we are matir, we dissolve the neder. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishum Aviv, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, aim of his father, Rabbi Yossi. Omrim lo la adam. We say to a person like this: Ilu haya asar b'nei adam eshef haisucha ba'osa shah minadart. If you would have had 10 people who could have, you know, talked you out of this originally, would you have done it? Imam or lav? No, the matir no. So we're matir. Now the Gemara is going to give a Rosh Yitavis, a simon of. Four more cases. We'll get to three of them on today's Amud, and then we'll pick up Mirza Shem, the fourth one in the next year. Asi, the Elazar, Yochanan, the Yanai. Four the Chacham who were Matan Eder. Hahu da Asi, Lekaimi, the Rav Asi. So this is the first out of four. There was a person who came to Rav Asi. Again, he wanted to be Matan Eder. And he says, Kedu, Tehes, do you regret what you did? So Omar Leh, he said to him back, like rhetorically, lo, meaning what? I don't regret. I certainly regret what I did. Bashariye, and he was a matzah b'neder for him. Ahud asked the kaim id Rav Elazar, the second rabbi on the list. Omar Leh says to him, bois nidor. Do you want to take a neder? I mean, was that really what your desire was? So Amalo ilulo margazinli, if they hadn't gotten me angry, lo ba'in and klum, I wouldn't have wanted anything. Right? So okay, Amalo tehek advice. It should be the way you wanted it, meaning your neder is dissolved. Another case, Ahud itasaw, there was a woman at Da'adarta Levrat. She took a neder against her daughter, that the daughter couldn't get any hana from her. Va'aisi l'kaim ed Rabbi Yochanan is the third one in our simon, Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar La, Rabbi Yochanan said to her, Ilu havi yadat, had you known when you took this, the amaron megersach ale debratach, that your neighbor is going to be say the following thing about your daughter, on the top of Amar Aleph, Ilu lo chamas ba ima, Milin deba aziva. If her mother hadn't seen literally aziva, something that was inappropriate from her, right? Bichli lo adarta. She wouldn't have taken a netter against her for no reason, right? What was this lashon over here? So some of the Mefarshim point out it comes from, well, we're maybe familiar from the Haftorah, but the Navi Yeshayahu in Perek Nun Dalad. It says, Ki keisha azuva va'atsuvas ruach krach Hashem, ve'eshes ne'urim ki simeis amr lokayich. So this idea of being the isha azuva, someone who is a rejected, why? Because it's something that's angry. So you've seen that the idea that your daughter must have, he's saying to this woman, your daughter must have been doing something that was inappropriate, and that's why you took this. So if you knew your neighbors were going to talk that way about her, would you have done it? Mia darta, would you have made the netter? Amr lay lo. She says no, I wouldn't, and therefore v'sharia. Therefore he was mater her neder against her daughter, and she's allowed to get the hanaf from her daughter. Okay, Emir Teshem, we'll pick it up with the fourth case on the next shiur.